We're back on the game. Jerry Palm at 5'10", CBS Sports Bracketologist. Is K-State in with a win over Texas Tech and an 8-10 finish in the Big 12? We will find out the answer to that. I brought up the combine somewhat facetiously last segment. It's going on this weekend. This is one of those things that I will draw the line with. I really like, obviously, football. I really like the draft. I am a draft guy. I find it entertaining mainly because of the fact that like college football so much that I find it very interesting to see what's happening with all the guys from college football. I think most of the appeal to the draft, the mass appeal, is just wanting to know what this NFL team is going to do. And now, for me, it's more about the college guys because that's what I like. But the people hate on that all the time. One of my favorite comedians, Bill Burr, has a very funny joke about everybody getting upset about Michael Sam a couple years ago at the draft, and his punchline is, well, that's what you get for watching the draft. It's stupid. Which, funny joke. I do appreciate it. But I like the draft. I'm not ashamed to admit that I like watching the TV coverage of the NFL draft.
You think the draft has high upside, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a real factor back. But where I draw the line is the combine. And I'm sure that there are a lot more people that draw the line there than the draft, just like me. So this isn't anything earth-shattering. But I do not understand going and watching actual coverage of the combine or even being all that interested in what people do. I will see what Jordan Willis does. I'm curious about what reports will say about him coming out there mildly.
Well, you're not setting your DVR.
No, and I even cared more about probably how he performed at the Senior Bowl against people because, you know, there are actual football things happening there, not just the meat market that is the combine. It just doesn't do it for me. Now, it serves a purpose, and clearly it's great for the NFL teams, the GMs. It's a necessary thing to have, no doubt. And even for our own enjoyment, it's a necessary thing to have because how fun is it to go back and look at that Tom Brady combine video where he's rail thin, looks like just a guy pulled off the street running a 5.240, whatever it was. Yeah, that's really funny and valuable to go back and look at now, and there are other cases of that as well. I mean, like the dude, I think it was Chris Jones, right, that had his pants fall down, the Chiefs defensive tackle at the combine. That's funny. Good for a laugh for stuff like that. But that's really all it should be used for.
Well, and it wouldn't be as big of a deal as it is if it didn't fall, you know, in the first week of March when college basketball is basically the only thing that's happening.
Football wasteland, yeah.
I mean, if the combine were taking place like in, between the end of the regular season college football and the bowl season, like talking about the second week of December, something like that, I don't think that there would be nearly the coverage or seeing things on NFL Network about it, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you want to watch the combine, go buy a gym membership. I go to the gym 5-6 days a week. I'm watching people do similar things. I'm watching people hit the bench press. I can do that. I don't need to tune into NFL Network to do it.
What was that? Was that Cody Whitehair last year that had a very quote unquote concerning combine performance because he didn't bench very much?
Yeah, he didn't bench very much.
But he had a great year.
Well, Pro Football Focus said it was
sixth best center in the NFL last year.
Yeah, an excellent rookie season. So I mean, there's another thing. Doesn't always matter all that much. Trying to help my cause here, I think, inadvertently. Don't watch the combine. Go outside. Is it going to be nice? Let me check my weather app here.
Now, and
is it going to be nice enough to go outside?
Yes.
Because if you have the option to go outside and do something and you're sitting inside watching the combine, my friend, you need to evaluate your life. It is going to be 70 and 71, partly cloudy, it appears, on Saturday and Sunday.
One final point, though, to play devil's advocate. Would the combine excite you a little bit more if we were, like, Oklahoma fans or something where we're having 5 or 6 or 7 guys at the combine versus maybe one a year if you're K-State?
Well, I mean, it would pique my interest more. Like I said, I care more about what Jordan Willis does, obviously, than anybody else really at the combine. But it doesn't really change my – that's because, one, I kind of have to for the job. There are a lot of factors at play there. I'm still just not all that interested in watching – guys go work out there at the combine. So I hope if you were on the fence, I hope I talked you off of it. Now, if they start adding recliner basketball shots, I'll start watching the combine. That's what I will. Does Jerry Palm from CBS think K-State is in the tournament with a win Saturday? We'll ask him coming up.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State.